in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome to Phantom Island, brought to you by our friends at Homefield, Ryan Nanny. Let's talk about Penn State for a while.
Okay.
I feel like the exhausted sigh was necessary. What do you think?
I understand what your last 48 hours have looked like, so I get why it's coming from you in this regard.
Okay. You and I were we attended a college football game together mm-hmm. with some of yep. our friends. It was not in Happy Valley, but we did watch the end of the Penn State Northwestern game. And I was texting with my editors, the Washington Post, and you were with me. And what happens is I use Ryan as sort of a living, breathing whiteboard, which just sounds like an insult, and it's not, but it really does sound like a rap battle slight. We were trying to come up with a unique take on Penn State, and 48 hours later, I don't know if there is a unique take on Penn State. I've been on the phone with some of the people everybody's been on the phone with and all that. And so for the sake of our subscribers here at Phantom Island, I'm going to be totally transparent in that both what you think this is, it is, but what it is not is the instant silliness with some of the names. So you stop me and guide me. I'm just going to kind of start talking about this on where we want to go. Okay. I think in hindsight in college football history, this will be maybe one of the cleanest examples of all time of we gave you every possible thing we could have in order for you to win, Mr. James Franklin, right? We gave you everything that we could. We paid to keep guys in school
yep.
for them not to go out to the NFL on defense. Yep. We fortified after losing Tyler Warren and went out and shopped for a receiving core for Drew Aller. We paid, we essentially... outbid is not the term, but I mean poached Jim Knowles
sure.
from Ohio State to yep. revamp the defense. And we, again, kept, but we're paying a lot of fucking money for the OC and Andy Kotelecki, who almost kind of got some jobs in the last cycle, right? Like this was as stacked in terms of the coaching staff and the roster as one could ask for. One yep. could not sit up there as one named James Franklin did for like 10 years and say, every time they get their ass whipped by Ohio State, Franklin, Penn State fans know where I'm going, would in no like disguised way, just no one like, just kind of like, oh, well, I mean, look, that's the example we need to follow. Meaning like they have the toys. I want those toys. I'll be a better boy if I have those toys. He got all the toys. We even stole some from the popular kid in Ohio State, and it did not work. It was a total implosion. I recorded a Yahoo show this morning, and Andy Staples and I have just been marveling since Sunday at the fact that we both said, and I think everybody in the industry said, coming out of the Oregon game in overtime in Happy Valley, that was a different Penn State. Mm-hmm. They rallied down and found a way to get back to overtime in the big top five game that James Franklin normally loses, and...
And did lose, but he normally loses it in a way where it's like, oh, this wasn't really close.
Exactly. I think that loss, this is insane to say now, that loss wasn't on Franklin because it was a little bit, it wasn't a great throw, the game-ending pick from Aller, and it was a really well-timed, it was a great defensive play. I can't remember the name of the defensive back for Oregon off the top of my head, but... And then 2 weeks later, he's fired because they blow to what they were favored by 21 and 24 or something like that yeah, in those two yeah. games and just absolutely should have annihilated it. Who knows? Maybe UCLA becomes a world beater. It doesn't fucking matter. Does not matter. So that is exactly what you think it is. There was no intrigue or B plot underneath firing him. And the reason they did it was to get out into the market now to cut it off. You actually probably had one of the more insightful comments on Blue Sky because you said that there's just no fucking way. I don't think you said fuck. He's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I said the morning he got fired, but before it happened, I said James Franklin's going to put out, as he does every week, his like, it's time to go 1-0 against the next opponent. The next opponent yeah. is Iowa, I believe. And Penn State fans aren't going to want to hear it. They're not going to want to hear, like, we're putting everything behind us and we're only focused on, we're on to the Hawkeyes. And sure enough, they canned him before such a post could go up.
There's no way anybody wanted to see that shit, I think was what you said. Yes, and they and yes. you are absolutely correct, my friend. The other, it's not a mitigating factor, although we will talk about mitigating in terms of a buyout in a second.
Yeah,
But the other factor was that Drew Aller was lost for the season. Mm-hmm. With a leg injury that I didn't see because we were moving around different games and we were in transit on Saturday. But that helped seal the immediate decision-making, if you're curious, because you'd have to fire him after Iowa probably beats their ass. Because as bad as they've looked and as tepid as they've been on offense, it would have been so much worse, obviously, without their quarterback. That helped just add 3 or 4 extra nails into an already shut coffin. In terms of the decision-making. But also, look, for whatever it's worth right now, you get to be the market leader. Florida looms. And, you know, I framed this up on some of the other shows I've done, and because this is how it's been told to me, that you don't do the stupid talk radio thing because agents aren't doing this and coaches aren't doing this and be like, what's a better job, Florida or Pennsylvania? No. It's like, what kind of luxury vehicle do you want? Okay, what amenities are you looking for? Do you like ski? Do you like surf? Whatever stupid metaphor you want to make about luxury items. That's how these things are going to be debated. Mm-hmm. You're in a Power 2 conference. You're both going to have the revenue. You're both going to have the rev. You're both going to have the amazing fan bases and the sold out stadiums and like all of that. So it's just what situation suits you best. So, sure. But before you even have to do that, you get to go out into the market in a way that Penn State never has before, ever, because you have Joe Pa. You have one of the most biggest controversies in sports history. Bill O'Brien comes in as a caretaker, and then you hire James Franklin. And so you've never really had a chance to do what a Florida has done, or a USC, or a Notre Dame. And you go out and you make phone calls to people who aren't probably coming, mm-hmm. like call Dan Lanning, right? And let it get out. Call an NFL coach that you might think would be good for this, or you know, like, or. You know, one of the examples that was thrown out there, not by me, was like, get on the phone with Marcus Freeman just so he can say no, because the psychology of this, and this is what Penn State should do. I don't know if they're going to fucking do it. We'll talk about Kraft in a second. Is that you need to make this look as wide as possible. So within reason, whoever you settle on or whoever settles on you, and I don't mean it to be pejorative, but like the guy you end up hiring,
yeah,
what you should be able to do is sell him as the result of this long, exhaustive search.
Of a process.
Absolutely. Yeah. What you don't want to do, and what like, this is my buyer beware. What we try and do is add value to your ability to discriminate news. That's part of the premium focus of this program. If you see people saying this is a slam dunk on Matt Rhule, they're full of shit. I'm not saying that Matt Rhule isn't a candidate or he's not top three or whatever.
And he may eventually be the hire.
Absolutely. Do not believe people are like, well, this was done before they fired Franklin. You don't know what they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That would be a disservice to literally every single person in the process. To Rhule, to Penn State, that's not how this thing works. It's so weird, right? Like, people don't do this in the NFL, and they don't do this in any other sport. And this is the one where they just always think that they're like, it's a narrative that needs to die. Hey, everybody, that's it for the preview of this episode. If you want to get the entire episode as well as everything else that a premium subscription to Phantom Island gets you, We're Not All Like This, Numbers and Words, Single Wing, The Eyes List, other stuff we haven't thought of yet, go to phantomisland.show today.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.